This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 15th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and I am here on my own today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. It was day 47 in the house, and I'll say this about yesterday. There's not really a lot to update you on. Everything that I talked about yesterday is still all true, and nothing has really changed. There's a lot of talk, a lot of stuff that goes on, but things for the most part are staying the same here. So I'll run you through what happened, but when we're looking forward to tonight and what might happen next week, we're really looking at what will happen. I don't think even they know at this point. So that's what we have for you today. But I'll run you through what we've got. You can make some ask some questions along the way, and we'll have some fun. That's what we'll do. It was day 47 in the house, as I said. We started the day with Ty and Braden. Ty was telling Braden that there may be a flip in the works for Kiefer to stay. Kiefer is going to talk to Beth and do a campaign to her, and he is going to promise, "Hey, don't worry, this is the better decision." And I swear on my kids, I'm not going to put you guys up, so on and so forth. Which led to a Beth, Jed, and Ty conversation where they discuss the Kiefer situation again. They're still a little bit flippy floppy. Beth in particular is I feel more confident competing against Tina than Kiefer. But ultimately, they say that they would rather lose to Kiefer than to Tina, Tara, or Braden. And they need to break up Tina and Tara. So they will be keeping Kiefer. The decision is locked in. We know what that means for the trio. The decision is locked in here. It's oh boy, well, what's going to happen once Tina finds out and starts campaigning? Well, I'll tell you what happens. Tina and Tara start talking. Tara is pissed at the idea that Kiefer might stay. She says that Kiefer has already told her that if he does stay, he's putting her up. What the hell? They discuss what to do if Tina does leave. Tara says she still needs to break up the guys. Tina warns her that Kiefer will win if he makes it to the end. Tara is very frustrated that Kiefer keeps going back to the guys. It's like he's in a toxic relationship and he keeps going back. And it's I kind of see that. Tina goes to Ty and does make a pitch. She says, look, I'm not going after you. And he's like, yeah, but you're not going out. You're never going to put Tara on the block. And that's not good. She's, well, not necessarily. It's a very bad pitch. It's a very basic pitch. It's not what she needed. She needs to make a real solid pitch. That's all you need to do. I mean, really, all you need to do is just say just a few things. Just be like, hey, here's why it's better for you to keep me. Here's why Kiefer is bad for you. Here's the things that Kiefer said. Can you believe that Kiefer said this about you? Did you know that? Did you know that if you think about it, you could keep me? And then Ty, you know where this is going.
Oh, we could, couldn't we?
We could keep you. Oh man, now we don't know what to do anymore. That's all she needs to do, but she's not doing it. This pitch is going to go nowhere. So Jed, Beth, and Kiefer are going to talk. They let him know, yeah, we're still definitely keeping you. He says he's loyal to the end. He does talk about Ty, and he lets them know that he feels like Ty might want to come after them at some point. He may turn on them because he knows his only hope of winning is to do so. Kiefer thinks he's like a mastermind that can convince the trio to turn on themselves. Because, I mean, now that he's convinced them to keep him, he really, really is high on his own sauce. And he's
just call me the Grim Kiefer.
Yeah. He really thinks he can do this. So Tina's going to talk with Beth. This is when Beth lets Tina know for sure she is going home. Tina says, well, there's nothing I can say at this point. What do you mean? Of course there's something you can say. There's literally everything you could say. They will change their minds. I promise. All you need to do is just talk to them for more than 5 minutes. I genuinely, it's not about what you say. It's about the length of the conversation. If you have a conversation with the trio for 5 minutes, you'll get them to go, should we? Nah. You have one for 10 minutes, you'll get them to go, we could.
Oh, we could, couldn't we?
If you have a conversation for a half hour, then you will they'll go into a whole spiral of like hour long conversations about whether or not they should keep you. If you have a conversation with them for an hour, a whole hour, then they will change their minds and they will say, that's it. We're keeping Tina. She talked to us for an hour and she said a bunch of things. I don't remember what the things were, but man, they sounded good at the time, right? We should do this. It's all it takes, Tina. There's plenty you can do. Tina does say, Beth, this is not a good move for you. Beth says, well, but the problem is that Kiefer is going to take me to the end. And Tina says, Kiefer's not going to take you to the end. And if he does, he'll beat you. But Beth seems to not be buying this, or I don't know if she's making up the fact that she thinks Kiefer will take her to the end, or she genuinely believes it. I don't know what Beth is thinking at this point. Either way, she tells Ty about what Tina said, and Ty's like, I mean, I do worry that Kiefer will want revenge. And I'm like, yes, exactly. Tina talked to Beth for 5 minutes, and all of a sudden they're talking about Kiefer taking revenge on them. Tina! Please! Ty, Jed, Beth, and Tina all talk to Tina. And she says, hey, this is a mistake. You are making a mistake. Kiefer will beat you. It's like, okay, here we go. That took about a minute. And they say, no. Kiefer's not going to turn on us. He's loyal. And she goes, all right. This Tina, you're trying to trace the call right now. You got to keep him on the phone. You're talking to a kidnapper and they're like, keep him on the phone. And they're like, yeah, we want $1 million. And you're supposed to like be asking them questions and stuff. And instead you're just like, okay, I'll give you $1 million, and you hung up. And then they're like, what? How are we supposed to trace the call? So literally just park in there and talk to them, because they will change their minds. We've seen it happen over and over again. How do you not know this? Instead, Tina is going to focus her energies elsewhere. And this is really the bulk of the day. And really, guys, I don't have a lot for you today. There's not a lot that happens. Basically, they confirm that they want to keep Kiefer. Tina gives the most, perfunctory, you should keep me? All right, you're not gonna. And then Tina spends all of her time trying to convince Kiefer to not stay true to the deal he made with the trio. She wants to try and squash things between Tara and Kiefer. She tells them, hey, you guys need to work this out, because you should not be working against each other next week. So Tara's going to talk with Kiefer, and she's like, you know, Kiefer, you keep saying you have all these votes in the jury. Who exactly do you think you have? He's like, well, I've got Vic and Ro. True. And I'll get, you and Tina, and just like that, boom, I win the game. Well, excuse me. Actually, I actually have a will of my own. I don't know if you know this. I could not vote for you. You think you have my vote, but you don't necessarily have my vote. If you go to the end with that trio, they're gonna beat you. And he's like, nah, I've made a bunch of moves. I took out Ro. I took out Kyle. She's like, yeah, Ro and Kyle weren't coming for you, dude. You took them out for the trio. He's like, yeah, but I survived a back door. Yeah, cause you're a number for the trio. You should stop going back to people who treat you poorly, Kiefer. And you should stop assuming that you're going to win this game. And let me tell you, guys, if Kiefer loses this game, I think it's this conversation that lost him the game. 100%. Because Tara will go to that jury house and she will say to them, this guy is only playing the game he is obsessed with the trio. They treat him poorly. He keeps going back to them. He should not win this game. The trio should win this game for snowing this guy so hard that he genuinely thought he could beat the people who got him to do all of their dirty work for them. And I can't imagine that Vic or Ro would be super pleased about Kiefer bragging about having their jury votes. So we'll see how this goes for Kiefer. Tina is going to talk with Kiefer. She's going to try a crack at this one. She's like, Kiefer, you need to turn on these guys. And he says, I swore on some dark things that I would not turn on that trio. And she says, well, that's really bad for you, because you need to turn on them if you want to win. Two people in a row telling him that he needs to do this if he wants to win this game. The problem is that Kiefer, this is not the argument to make to Kiefer, right? To tell Kiefer you need to turn on them if you want to win is the wrong tactic, because in Kiefer's mind, need to do anything to win. I can win whatever way I want. I'm the Grim Kiefer.
Just call me the Grim Kiefer.
Cause I can win however I want. You can't tell me how to win. I'll win my way. How? Hard work. That's how. I already talked about the hard work thing last night. I'm not gonna get into it this morning. Kiefer went on a whole thing about hard work. It's very, very important. Very important hard work. How do you get to where Kiefer's gotten in the game? Hard work. What is he going to do now? Hard work. Why? Hard work. It's hard work. All right. Glad we got that over with. Kiefer says, don't you think the jury would hold it against me if I break my word? No. She says, well, look, here's what you should be concerned about. Beth is trying to start a girls alliance. Beth has been trying to do all this extra stuff. You know that Ty's going to try and take Brayden to the Final Four. You need to watch out for these things. She brings Tara back in. Tara and Kiefer hug it out. They're all fine. She's going to continue to play up the fact that she's mad. Kiefer genuinely seems to believe that Tara's not actually mad, but was mad and is mad. But it's fine. And honestly, that is mostly the day. This is going to be a quick update, because here's the thing. When I'm solo and I want to do a quick update, I can actually do a quick update. See, we're at 15 minutes right now. Because here's why it's going to be a quick update, because there's one more conversation to talk about. Kiefer and Brayden late into the night. And then there's some stuff from this morning as well. But it's all very vague, and I don't believe anything any of these people say. I think that they're lying to themselves. They're lying to other people. And, I think that they do not know what they would do. When Kiefer talks about what he will do next week, I have to actively not believe him, because I don't think he knows what he's going to do. And when the trio talks about what they're going to do, I definitely can't believe them, because they definitely don't know what they're actually going to do. When Brayden doesn't talk about what he's going to do next week, I can't know what he's actually going to do next week. The only person I believe is Tara. Tara's the only person who says what she's going to do and probably will do it, although I've never actually gotten a chance to confirm that, because she's never actually won anything. And so it actually doesn't really matter what Tara's going to do, because she doesn't win anything. So what's going to happen next week, guys? I don't know. That's a preview for my Stockwatch stream later today, by the way. Anyway, Kiefer's going to talk with Brayden late into the night. They're in the same room together. They're going to talk. Kiefer says, hey, Tara's all about getting rid of Ty or Jed, but she doesn't know the game. We have to get in her head. That's not the move. Okay, so you mean you want to take out Beth? That's what you mean. So he thinks that taking out Ty or Jed is a bad move because they should take out Beth. But then they say, okay, well, what happens if we put up, if Jed and Beth get put up and then Jed wins the veto? Keith says, well, can't take out Beth. Need to take out Ty. Why? Because Beth is willing to cut Jed. Ty won't cut Jed. But Ty is willing to cut them if he doesn't win if he wins the veto. So it's nonsense. It's all nonsense. Kiefer says, I'm just so great. I'm just so great at getting people to turn on each other. That's what I like doing in this game. Brayden says, well, look, here's what they want. They want you to win the HOH so that you'll do their dirty work again and put me and Tara on the block. He was like, I mean, I have been working with them since day one. If I won and made a big move, it would ruin my relationships in jury. And Brayden's like, no, it wouldn't. They'd be fine with it. You know, they're going to turn on you, Keith. He was like, nah, I don't think so. Jed is my guy. And here's the thing. If I get there, all I need to do is beat them. And Brayden's like, yeah, you just need to beat them. Like, I could beat them. I would take Jed. I would take Jed to the final too. Cause I can beat Jed. He's my guy. I would take him. So there's some light talk, over the course of the night. Really, Brayden continues to try to talk through scenarios where maybe Kiefer does not turn on the guys. And Kiefer, I know that, like, there are people that are like, oh, Kiefer, beacon of light, beacon of hope. He has said maybe he would do something. This is, guys, don't believe Kiefer. Stop it. You don't know what Kiefer's going to do. Kiefer doesn't know what Kiefer's going to do. Don't be a person that falls for Kiefer. All right. He's very vague in everything he talks about. So the thing that people are most excited about right now is that this morning, Kiefer had a conversation with Ty. It was actually right before the feeds cut. Shortly before this update started. He was talking to Ty about, first of all, when we get to the final four, it's you and me, right? And, you know, we know what to do. Those two are going to take each other. And Ty was like, I understand. And Keith was like, they're going to cut me. They're going to cut you. They're going to want to go to the finals with Tara and Brayden. So, you know, if we need to make a big move, maybe that's what we need to do. And Ty was like, yeah, I agree. Which is all great and fine. Terrible idea for Kiefer to talk to Ty about this prior to the eviction, because let me tell you, there's still a chance that Ty goes to Beth and Jed and says, hey, guess what? Kiefer's talking about making a big move all of a sudden. He's talking about how he's not going to forget the fact that he was put up on the block. Maybe we should change our minds. But secondly, again, for anyone that is like super pumped on this idea, Kiefer tells people what they want to hear. Kiefer thinks that Ty wants to turn on them. So he is telling Ty what he thinks Ty wants to hear. He tells Beth and Jed, watch out for Ty. He's going to turn on you. We should think about Ty. He throws Ty into the bus to them. I understand that there's a chance here, and I'm excited that there's a chance here, but I definitely do not feel like Kiefer has 100% said he is going to go after the trio at this point. I think probably more likely he is going to he's going to try to win. I don't think he'll throw it. But I cannot say with certainty what's going to happen, especially if he's sort of floating this idea out to Ty and he thinks that Ty is on board, and then he wins HOH and he says to Ty, all right, here we go, Beth and Jed, right? Ty's going to be like, nah, actually. That might change the equation. Who knows? And who knows? Maybe Ty actually does want one of them out. It doesn't seem very likely at this point. He did talk to Brayden again about like, hey, I know that they're going to take each other. He's talked about these things before. But when it comes down to it, like the thing that gets me about Ty is that he has those conversations. But then with Beth and Jed, he is completely willing to just completely flip on whoever. He's had those conversations with Brayden. And then when Jed asks him, are we ready to pull the trigger? When Tara wins the veto, Taya asks Jed, are we ready to pull the trigger on Brayden? Let's go. He's very willing to cut Brayden. And then Jed's like, or we could do Kiefer. And Ty's like,
oh, we could, couldn't we?
Like, Ty seems very much willing to cut anyone that's not Beth or Jed. He seems very loyal. He always talks through everything in those conversations. He's always seems very enthusiastic about the three of them. So it seems like he would not turn. But you never completely know. But I would be surprised. I would be surprised for sure.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So that's really where we are. Tara definitely would take a shot. Brayden seems to be coming around to some degree. Maybe would put up like Beth and Jed, but you still don't know for sure. I think he has to try to win because he knows that he could go up. But I could see him. I could see him ending up taking out Kiefer if he doesn't want to put up Ty, or if he doesn't want to put up Beth, whichever way he wants to go there. Obviously Tara's going after the trio. The trio as of right now has said, obviously Brayden and Tara on the block. Tara potentially the target, Brayden potentially the target, but you know, again, if one of them wins the veto and Kiefer finds his way on the block again, at that point they may be like, all right, now we need to take out Kiefer, because that's how they operate, right? If Kiefer wins this HOH, he has swore on his kids that he will put up Tara and Brayden. And he did also swear to Tara that Tara would not be her target. So, you know, take that for what it's worth. And so again, just this morning he said, hey, I'm not going to forget the fact that Beth and Jed put me on the block. And that means that, hey, a big move could be made if we won. And so what does that mean? It means that, Kiefer is back to his ways of saying these things. Right. So honestly, who knows at this point what's going to happen? It's a very weird situation here with the house, where I think the majority of the house doesn't even know what they would do if they won. So, you know, trying to figure it out at this point is a bit of a lost cause here, but let me know if you guys have any questions. We'll answer a couple questions before we wrap this up, and we'll try to figure this out. All right. Let's see. What do we got? What do we got? What approach should Tara take to convince Kiefer to take a shot at the trio? Nothing has worked so far. I mean, honestly, I think she's doing a decent job of like, hey, I'm not going to vote for you in the end. The problem is I don't think Kiefer will believe her. It's got to be like, you have to appeal to his ego. You have to be like, it has to be his move, and it has to be part of his story that like, hey, you know, you tricked them into keeping you, and now you have the opportunity to take the first shot and prove that you weren't whatever. I don't know. It's really just, you have to listen to what Kiefer's saying and then twist what he's saying into something, because if you try to come at him with anything, it's not going to work. Unless you're over 6 feet tall. This might be a tougher week to predict than the double eviction. It really might. Who knows? When will we get a jury segment? Probably not this week. No, we might. There's two people in there. We could get one tonight. Am I convinced that Kiefer and Brayden will work together? No. Not convinced. Find it hilarious when the trio plans out the rest of the game and they can't even make up their mind what they're doing that day. Can I see Ty and Beth changing their mind and voting Keef out with Tara? Yes, absolutely. I could see that happening, especially given what Kiefer said this morning. Feeds could come back up to the trio talking about like, oh, Kiefer said that he's not going to forget the fact that he was put up. Maybe we need to send him home. I don't know. Yeah, tell him he'd be a legend if he did it. Yeah, exactly. That's a great call, actually. Like, could you imagine the TV moment where you convince them to keep you and then you turn around the next week and you take a shot at them, that would be legendary. That would be a top tier moment in the show's history. Why are the trio so against taking a layup to the final two? Because there are three people that don't consider themselves to be layups. So they don't want other people to cut them. So in their minds, the logic is if we want to take a layup, then somebody else will want to take a layup. So taking a layup is the lame thing to do. That we wouldn't want, or we wouldn't respect that because it would be bad for them. Is there any chance Beth takes Tara or Brayden to the final 3/2? I don't think so. Not unless they win their way there. Do I think Tina low-key wants Keith to win? No. Is Kiefer more sincere with Jed about a final 2 or to Ty about going after Jed and Beth? I mean, that's the thing. Literally just last night when he was talking about, well, maybe I'd make a big move, he was also talking about taking Jed to the final 2. Kiefer is all over the place. I don't think Kiefer means anything he says. I think he's just Kiefer. As of right now, yes, Tina is going home. Do I think Beth throws this HOH? No. That would be a really bad idea. And I don't think she will. Do I see a scenario where the trio doesn't turn on each other until final 3? Absolutely. Do I think Brayden and Keith will throw the HOH? No. I don't think Keith will. Small chance Brayden would, but I would hope not. Is Beth playing the best game at this point? No. What am I hoping the outcome is on Thursday? I don't know. I would love to. Honestly, I think the best outcome is Kiefer winning and taking a shot at the guys. That would be, or the trio, I should say. That would be the most fun television. But I don't know. I don't know if that would actually happen. Who is the most indecisive in the trio? All of them, collectively. How can Brayden and Keith solidify working together against the trio? One of them wins power and actually follows through. That's the only way. How much of Kiefer's loyalty is based off the fact that he believes Canada thinks the Sunsetters are the best alliance in Big Brother history? That's definitely a huge part of it. What kind of HOH competition do I anticipate tonight? Endurance would be nice, I gotta say. Endurance would be nice, for sure. All right. Okay. I think that's what we've got here today. Like I said, it's a bit of a mess. It's a bit of a mess here today. We're going to have to wait and see what Kiefer does. Hopefully he means it when he says he will not forget that he was put on the block. Hopefully he means it. I mean, I was saying, last night and on Tuesday that Kiefer might be talking about staying true to whoever right now. But if he actually does get power, you know that Kiefer is going to get a little bit of that HOH-itis. And I think that while he may be inclined to stay loyal, he may also decide, I don't need to. This is my HOH. If they don't grovel properly, who knows what'll happen, right? So I definitely think there's a chance that he makes the move. I think it's encouraging that he's already talking about it, but I would not say that we can bank on it by any means. And I'm definitely also curious to see what Ty does with this information. Again, though, it was pretty vague, and they also did still talk about Final Four and did not necessarily concretely say that they would want to make a move earlier than the Final Four. It could very well be interpreted as we need to stick together to the Final Four, and then it's us two versus them two, and therefore, you know, so on and so forth. So we'll see where all that goes, but thank you guys so much for hanging out with me this morning. I will be live later today in probably just a couple hours to talk about the stock watch. Check for that at around 1 p.m. Eastern here on twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'll try to run through the scenarios for the week and talk about maybe who is the best buy or whatever, but man, it's going to be interesting. They did get messages. Yes, that is a good point. They got messages from the evicted house guests, via TikTok, which is interesting. That should be a fun little segment, I think, on the show. But yeah, that's what I've got. Twitch later. And then I'll be watching the episode live on Twitch as well, if you want to watch along with me. And then after the episode, we've got a recap coming your way. So make sure you tune in for that as well. And then we've also got Circle coverage going on. Rob and I talked about episode 1. And then Bryce Isaiah joined me to talk about episode 2 of The Circle US on Netflix that has dropped today. Then tomorrow I'll be talking about episode 3. And then Saturday we'll be live talking about all 4 of the first 4 episodes that dropped yesterday. So that should be very fun. Thank you guys so much for joining me here today. And I will see you all next time.